This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Egypt has mediated a cessation of hostilities between Israel and the Palestinians in Gaza after a round of rocket and mortar fire and retaliatory airstrikes over 2 days resulted in casualties on both sides. They were the fiercest clashes since the 2014 Gaza war. Hamas official Ismail Radwan said his side is committed to the ceasefire, but our hands, he added, are on the trigger if Israel violates it. At the UN, the Security Council met behind closed doors Tuesday on the matter. Israeli Ambassador Danny Dannon said he expects many members to condemn Israel for the outbreak.
Other members that claim to be objective will call for restraint on both sides. Let me be clear about that. There is no such a thing, both sides. There is Hamas that attacks and fires over 460 missiles at civilians, and there is Israel that protects its people.
Violence has simmered along the border since Palestinians launched weekly protests March 30th, demanding easing of the blockade of Gaza and the right of return to land lost after Israel's founding in 1948. The warring factions in Libya have agreed to a UN action plan next year that would pave the way for elections, a success, according to UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salame, after a two-day summit in the Italian city of Palermo.
And as an important milestone in our common struggle to bring back peace, security, and prosperity to the Libyan people.
The North African countries lack stability since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Italy's Prime Minister Conte said a strong cohesion emerged among the participants and said international support can accelerate the stabilization process. This is VOA News. The U.S. Tuesday designated the son of the leader of the Lebanon-based Hezbollah, Jawad Nasrallah, a terrorist, accusing him of carrying out attacks against Israel. Washington blacklisted al-Mujahideen Brigades, or AMD, which it claims has links to the Iran-backed Hezbollah and has plotted a number of attacks. Nathan Sales is a U.S. ambassador at large and coordinates U.S. and counterterrorism operations.
The actions we're announcing today are one more step in our campaign to build the toughest sanctions regime ever imposed on Iran. More sanctions are coming, and they will continue until Iran and its proxies change their behavior.
The U.S. is offering up to $5 million each for information leading to the location of Hamas leaders Salah al-Aruri and Hezbollah leaders Khalil Yusuf Mahmoud Arb and Haytham Ali Tabatabai. Nearly 50 people now are listed as dead following ferocious wildfires across parts of California, with dozens more unaccounted for. Over 6 days, tens of thousands of hectares of land have been scorched, along with thousands of homes and businesses destroyed. Hundreds of thousands have had to be evacuated. Howard Taylor is one of those who managed to escape the blaze threatening his town of Paradise.
We didn't have 10 minutes to get out of there. We really had to go. It was already in flame downtown. It was already, all the local restaurants and stuff were already engulfed in flames. You know, power poles were falling over the street.
Lighter winds have allowed firefighters to begin the process of containing some of the fires. Ethiopian authorities arrested the former head of a military-run industrial conglomerate Tuesday. Kinfe Dagnew, senior officer in Ethiopia's army, and a former chief executive of Metek, was taken into custody near Sudan and Eritrea, transported to the capital Addis Ababa. Other Metek executives were detained Monday in a corruption investigation, along with security officials suspected of rights abuses. The high-profile trial of Mexican drug baron Joaquin El Chapo Guzman opened Tuesday in New York, where the 61-year-old faces 17 criminal counts that could result in a life sentence. Prosecutors said over decades he directed massive shipments of illicit drugs into the U.S., and his drug cartel engaged in violence that left tens of thousands dead. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said the U.S. is communicating with China about trade tensions.
The president kind of reopened the China talks, which had, I won't say they stopped, but they slowed down.
The U.S. has slapped a series of tariffs on China to get it to change some of its trade and economic policies. Germany said its economy shrank 0.2% in the third quarter, while Japan said it's contracted 0.3%. U.S. stocks, meanwhile, traded lower Tuesday after Monday's more than 600-point loss. The benchmark Dow Jones shed another 100 points to close at 25,286. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.